Can it be possible? Charles Spurgeon. Do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:24. It appears that Christians may forget Christ. There would be no need for this loving exhortation if there were not a fearful possibility that our memories might prove treacherous. Nor is this an empty notion. It is, sadly, too well confirmed in our experience, not as a possibility, but as a lamentable fact. It appears almost impossible that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the dying Lamb and loved with an everlasting love by the eternal Son of God could forget their gracious Saviour. But if startling to the ear, sadly, it is too apparent to the eye to allow us to deny the crime. Can we forget Him who never forgot us? Can we forget Him who poured His blood out for our sins? Can we forget Him who loved us even to death? Can it be possible? Yes, it is not only possible, but conscience confesses that it is too sadly a fault with all of us. Instead of Him being a permanent resident in our memories, we treat Him as a visitor. The cross, where one would expect that memory would linger, is desecrated by the feet of forgetfulness. Doesn't your conscience say that this is true? Don't you find yourselves forgetful of Jesus? Some other love steals away your heart, and you are unmindful of Him upon whom your chief affection ought to be set. Some earthly business engrosses your attention when you ought to be fixed steadily upon the cross. It is the incessant turmoil of the world, the constant attraction of earthly things, which takes the soul away from Christ. While memory works to preserve a poisonous weed, it allows the rose of Sharon to wither. Let us charge ourselves to tie a heavenly forget-me-not around our hearts for Jesus, our beloved, and whatever else we let slip, let us hold tight to Him.